Hi, everybody. This is our Wednesday show on BBS Radio, Creation Light Chia Peeling. And the day today is the 18th of July, 2018. So we'll clear the date to get these energetic cords taken off of you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll energize light beam that you may have up on your monitor screen. We're more than one, so here we go, bringing you peace energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And if you have a situation going on, we'll see if we can get that cleared from you, so think of it. Get you off that timeline. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay. So we'll just start off here, bring Michelle on. So you ready to go, Michelle?
Yes, I am. Hello, Ron, and hello, everybody out there in the world, and welcome to Creation Lightship, the Wednesday night show. So if anybody wants to write in, our email is clsquestions@bbsradio.com, and there's also the fast chat if you want it to be anonymous. So, Ron, I'm just reading a question right now, and it is talking about the special whole life clearing. I think it was about 5 weeks ago you offered it to people that were on a specific call to use and to clear beliefs that they have that would stop their healing. And the question is basically, if they wanted to pursue getting it for half price, what are the parameters for that? I believe it was something about getting the frequent flyer for the last 6 months for the Saturday and Sunday call? Or did you have anything else about that?
If you're on the call that we had, then you can get it for half price.
Okay.
So that's in case you want to continue on with that one.
Okay, so, great. Yeah, it kind of goes into detail about, you know, should they do the next 6 months of intensive? I'm sure that's, you know, recommended. It's always good for you. But, if anybody wanted to buy it after having used it for the last 5 weeks, it would be half price plus the 50, and you should get that all at once so that you can use it.
Yes, that's correct. That sounds good.
Okay, cool. All right, well, then I will go on to the next one. So it looks like we have a lot in the inbox, so thanks, everybody, for writing in. A lot of good questions. Okay, doing the whole life immaculate conception clearing. Somebody's wondering, Ron, are there any prerequisites, and could you explain what that one is?
Well, it helps to clean out a lot of your stuff that you were born with. So that's what that basically does. It can help to take away things during your fetus time, okay, before you actually land here. And it's just kind of a nice clearing. It just takes away stuff that you really don't know anything about. That's all I can say on it. And what was the second part to that?
They were wondering if there's any prerequisites to doing before that one.
Well, if you're asking me if you should do that clearing before you have done any other clearings, no, you have to do the first three, the emotional, mental, and fear. And maybe even something else before you want to hop into that one. So, that's what I'd recommend. At least doing those three to maybe you have a trauma going on or something, you know, in your life. You know, you want to do at least three whole lifetime clearings before that. So, back to you.
Yeah, okay, good. And actually, I did do that one a long time ago, and I believe it did help quite a lot. It's hard to remember at this point how, but I remember liking it quite a bit and thinking it was really good to do. So, Okay, wonderful. So our next one says the skin auric field protection. If there is a description, they were wondering if we could send out a description of the auric field protection, and also they're wondering if there's any prerequisites for that. I don't think there's a description for that one. Skin auric field.
It just helps.
That one goes.
Someone else has had that one. If they're just talking about the generic one, you know, then it's sort of self-explanatory. I know we have another one. We have a one that deals with a lot of clearings wrapped up into it, and you have to contact me to get that. Is that the one they're talking about?
That is the one, the skin auric field. I believe it's $200, and that is a limited. And it goes through body parts.
Yeah, I know it does a lot of stuff, so it's a very incredible clearing.
You know, it's interesting, that one, Ron, it says something about going through inner tunnels in your body.
Mm-hmm.
What is that about?
Basically, that would be vortexes that you have inside of your body, which is how the aliens can come into you also, besides your crown chakra.
Wow. Okay, so are they energetic or...
They are energetic, yes. Uh-huh.
Gosh, that... It was really a thorough healing, and I went through all the parts at one point that was offered that come up on the clearing. And then there's also, I believe, a box for custom, you know, if you can think of a body part that you want cleaned out, you can write it in there. So if anybody's interested in that one, it is really a great clearing. And how you would do that is send Ron a $200 PayPal donation, and then he will send you back. And then you send him the receipt, and you would email him at creationlightship@yahoo.com and say, this was for the skin auric clearing, and auric is spelled A-U-R-I-C, and then he'll send you back the code. And then you can do that one. That was really cool. It's really cool, that's all I can say. Okay, so, well, this is cool. So one of our listeners wrote in, I'm attracted and noticing songs that have a New Earth feel to it. For example, the song by Prince named Paisley Park. According to a recent article, he put out a whole album about a place that is eternal. Paisley Park on Earth is about inner peace. And they sent in the words below and the link to YouTube. So if you want to see it, you can type in Paisley Park, and it is actually on YouTube. And Paisley is spelled P-A-I-S-L-E-Y. That's interesting. It came out in about 1985. So I don't quite remember this song, but I have seen it recently. I mean, I took a look at this on YouTube, so... Okay. Oh, and they sent in the lyrics. That's interesting. So, as many of you know, you can find lyrics to any songs by typing in the name of the song title and the artist, who is Prince, and you can look those online as well. So, thank you, listener. Okay. Ron, is there any healings that you had wanted to do that you would like to do for us at all?
I'll do a mind fog clearing. So here we go, releasing some of the energy that maybe is preventing you from being more conscious. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. Okay. So we'll see if that helps you out somewhat.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, it's getting rid of some of the duality if you're living on the old earth where you're dealing with thoughts. So it will help you release, you know, alien programs from you. So back to you.
Okay, great. And if anybody wants to continue with that one or some more, you can find that. I'm going to get on the page so I can tell you exactly how to find it. So on the main website page, if you click on the left-hand side under 16 clearings bundle, and it's under the oval green box with the blue key, and there's a drop-down menu on there. It's actually listed as the last one, alien mind fog removal, and you can click on that. And then it's a $10 donation per month, and it'll take you to that. So that's a really good one to do, especially if you're thinking you're not thinking properly. But that's really cool. I didn't know, Ron, that that helps with duality and basically being in two places at once. Okay, well, Ron, maybe a couple months ago you offered that you have a media clearing on your website, and it is really great because if you watch movies or you get on the internet or you see all sorts of things going on, you can do this media clearing, and it will take some of that away. And so it goes by the month, so it's about $20 a month, I believe. And then you offered that for another $50, people could give you a donation, and then they could get it unlimited. And that would be a different code. So they're wondering if that is still available, and if it is, then I'll explain how they can do that.
Yeah, it should be, yes,
Okay, great. Yeah, I would highly suggest it. It's a wonderful offer to have that one unlimited. Because you never know when you just, you come across a website or you see a movie and you're like, yeah, I don't want to be thinking about that anymore. Okay, so I believe people could just do a $50 donation and send you the receipt again. Would that work?
Yes, that will work, yes.
Okay, great. So that's for the media clearing, everybody. You do need to buy the $20 for the month first, and then you'll be sending Ron the $50 PayPal donation receipt and also the media clearing receipt that you had bought it once for the $20. Okay, but then that's really a great clearing to have for unlimited usage. Okay, let's see here. I don't know if you guys can hear it on the radio, but my cat is having, you know, a good time here with one of his toys. So, he just kind of makes me laugh. Okay, somebody's wondering, if I buy this special generic whole life clearing today, can I still use it to clear belief system for my whole lifetime? So, yes, if you buy it for unlimited. So you must have been on that call. And yeah, once you buy it, you can use it to clear belief system or whatever you like. That one is mainly, though, for picking like a body part or a physical issue that you want cleared, isn't it, Ron?
Yeah, and I think the generic works for seven generations.
Oh.
I really got to think on that. Because a special is there, and then maybe we can have somebody else help us out here, a listener here. But I think the generic one, I know we have one for seven generations, and I thought that was the generic one. I could be wrong, but we'll see.
Yeah, so I just looked it up. So it says, let me see. Well, you get this special generic lifetime. So that's like a whole life healing, and that's $5 times your age, like all the others. But if you heard that Ron had offered that, it would be half price plus $50 for unlimited, okay? But you have, as a separate thing that you can buy, it says special generic generational clearing, and that is 1 through 7, and that's just a straight $100. And then you could do different body parts.
Now that's probably what it's for, different body parts, I think, yeah.
Yeah, like there's actually an ongoing issue with many people, like say in my family, and that would be a generational thing. So I would put that in the generational thing and clear that. But adding, say, belief in your own healing, the ability to believe that you can be healed, was a special thing for the special healing that Ron had mentioned that we should do. But it's basically for, like, if you have an ongoing leg problem, you would get the special generic healing, and you would write in right leg, and you would let the light beings work on that for, you know, however long you send it for. And it could be any body part, so... So that is a really great one overall for any physical issue. Okay. Well, you know, Ron, we did that great call a couple days ago, where we removed cloned skin body parts. Okay, so somebody says, recommend the skin auric clearing to enhance. Today, clone skin particles, hydraulic hoses, and poison. They still don't understand what the clearing entails, but they recall a timeline crash is part of it. Or did I confuse that? Well, I don't know if you suggested that people timeline crash at all, Ron, but I know that we did this particular clearing.
Yeah, I don't think I recommended that, but it, you know, it's a good idea. Whenever you have an issue of anything, it's on timeline. So, remember, all of your issues are caused by energetic cordings, and they're also caused by you being on timelines that you got connected to somehow. So, if you can find the original timeline, which would be, you know, when an event happened to you, clearing that can be very beneficial. Because timelines are built upon other timelines. And, you know, you can have your first incident on a timeline. And then if you look like you're a good volunteer, we'll say, to release your energy to anybody who wants it, and they'd actually be stealing it from you, then they'll put you on more timelines because you're such a good donor, you know? And you could be on, you know, hundreds, if not, you know, larger numbers of timelines just by having one issue in your life. So you want to get rid of those timelines because at some point the issue that you're dealing with will become physical and it will start to affect your physical body. So back to you.
Yeah, I believe you mentioned a long time ago, and I absolutely believe it's true that any physical issue starts with thinking or emotion. And by the time it gets to your physical body and you're like, ow, that hurts somewhere, it's because it's been there for quite a long time. And that's why we clean out our emotions and clean out our thinking, because it really helps, you know, your physical being here now. So it's really very good. At the base of everything is an emotion, really. So, okay, so let's see here. I just saw a crazy phenomenon where the stars rotated around each other and then moved far apart from each other and then stopped. What? That
yeah.
is crazy.
Yeah, they had probably a beginner program of moving stars around.
Huh.
Remember, you don't know what the stars are, you know. If there's actually ships with lights on them, or, you know, maybe there's a way that they can put in spotlights, you know, into a black surface and create, you know, all these stars. Then they also do that, I think they call it green screens or something like that, where they have, I remember they showed a scene when Hillary was running, on the screen that you were watching her talking, they had like this nice backdrop and everything else. And then they had a person that was in the audience that this screenshot, you know, took. And, you know, there was nothing behind her at all talking, and the room looked deserted. But yet, when they put that green screen up, somehow, I guess that's what they call it, it looked like she was in front of a lot of people talking. And you know, I think they panned over to the guy with the cell phone. I think he panned over to the audience. And I think it was like a little video. And, you know, but they weren't expecting him to do that, you know, when they were shooting the picture or the video of her talking, you know, doing a speech or something. And, you know, it was completely different what a cell phone had, what he was recording versus what people saw on their TV sets. So, and there's, you know, that technology's there, and they're even using it, you know, with that. And for how long, who knows, you know, maybe this is a 20-year-old technology that they can just put whatever backdrop they want behind someone. And, you know, I'm sure it's not, you know, a hard thing to do. It'd be like Photoshop, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, yeah, you don't know how they're doing that up there. I remember two people told me within maybe a short amount of time apart, and one person was on some bridge in New York. I don't know what bridge it was, but they were coming up on the bridge, and they looked over, and it was, you know, daytime, and they saw a hole that had the night sky on it with stars. So that was one of those weird things that a person saw. And then you have the holographic projection of the triangle ship. I think it's Lights Over Phoenix, I believe is what it was. And so that was one of their high-tech experiments, you know, to look like, you know, there's a ship over Phoenix. So anyway, back over to you, Michelle. In fact, what I'll do, we just mentioned emotional body and stuff and how that is your foundation for all of your stuff normally. So here we go. I'm going to turn off your emotional body for this show. In fact, I could leave it off a little bit longer. We'll check the time here. So it's almost half past. So I'll leave your emotional body off for, I'll say, 2.5 hours. And you should feel pretty good, pretty relaxed. So I'm going to just turn it off. It can't stay off because the emotional body, you know, it's one of those bodies that's here to protect you, too. But here we go. You can see how your body feels. So I'm going to count to 20 to turn it off for you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. There, it's turned off for you. And it will come on in, you know, we'll say 2.5 hours from now. So back to you.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you, Ron. That's very cool. Okay, well, we have another call coming up, and that's going to be Saturday, July 28th from 1 p.m. Pacific time starting. Okay. It is going to be for the eyes and ears density clearing. sounds really cool. It says both the eyes and ears are often used as a gateway to connect us to timelines. The eyes become traumatized and numbed out from seeing negative emotional physical events. The ears become contaminated through speaking negative words, receiving negative comments from people, and also from hearing harmful sound frequencies. So during this session, Ron will be releasing many deeply embedded harmful energies. When he clears the eyes and ears, it will produce vibrations which help to keep the physical body healthy. Fantastic. $20. And let's see. Attendees, children 18 and under, pets and plants will be done for free. You just have to mention them, I believe, when Ron says going up. Mention your plants and animals and children. And there will, of course, also be water infusion charging. And was there anything else that you wanted to say about that clearing coming up, Ron?
No, that'll be my first time that I'm doing this on a special call. So we'll see what happens. Remember that's your eyes and your ears are your two main senses besides, you know, physical touch, we'll say. So that's how you get stimulated. So you hear something or see something, and that can put you on timeline. So by releasing this and the traumas, you know, you probably have seen people who've just seen too much stuff, you know, that look kind of spaced out, or you can see the sadness in their eyes just from so much trauma. So this should release that from people. And your ears have the same thing, although it may not be as noticeable to you, but maybe your hearing starts to decline possibly. You know, I can't say that's 100% correct, but you have to have some kind of result, you know, on you, some kind of impact. So this would be an interesting call. So, in fact, if you're not in emotions now, so you should feel pretty good. You should feel like you're just hearing some words that I'm talking about. And you may not even relate to the words because your emotions normally, you know, deal with words. So back to you.
Okay. Yeah, definitely. I'm sure all that stuff comes in and it can affect you. And that's the gateway. So, yeah, that's a very interesting point. I'm really glad that you're going to be doing this particular clearing. It's going to be wonderful. Okay, so somebody is wondering, can I use the alien attack removal on my pet if I ordered
it
for
them? Yeah, okay. By all means, you can use them on your pets, yeah.
And very good. Okay. Crashing dreams. Hi, Ron. The timeline crash, the advanced parallel life program, that is, I believe it's great, $150, and then you can use it unlimited. So really great one to have. They're asking, with timelines, I have my physical health issues continuously running for 2,500 minutes or more, if I feel. When I awake in the morning and remember my dream on another computer, can I set up another timeline crash for the dream I just had to crash
that would be correct. Yes, you can do that.
Yeah, and you write a little description. Now, this is a really great subject. You write a little description of the dream.
Yes, just a brief one. Yeah. You know, like driving car next to cliff, car ran over, going down the cliff, and then I woke up. Don't know if I died or not, but, you know, that's what you write down is what maybe you remembered, and typically it would be maybe a traumatizing event. And it could be something else, too, like you went and you played a slot machine or something, and you won all this money, and you put your hand out to get the money, and the dream stopped. That would be kind of an awful situation, but it means you may not have got it on that timeline that you're living on, that dream. Or maybe you fainted or something, I don't know. But anyway, all timelines are there to steal your energy. So back to you.
So I was wondering, a couple times I've had dreams that are so vague and sporadic and just weird that I can't even remember any specific incident to write it down. And I can't remember any feeling or anything. What would I do in that case? But I know I had a dream. What would I do, or what would you suggest somebody does in that case?
You might just put down to crash the dream that was kind of helter-skelter, in a sense, that you had last night, you know. It's possible that they were trying to find the right emotional energy four different dreams, and you're seeing them as they're trying to create events for you, but nothing really stuck because they didn't have the energy from you to produce the dream on a timeline. They're just playing around with you to see what was the best one to have. And maybe you never got involved with having a lot of dreams that night. Or maybe you just had a beginner programmer, you know? They didn't know how to facilitate the dream state and the timelines to put you on it.
Well, cool. It sounds like I foiled them.
Yep, probably did.
Good. Okay, so as long as we like write it in like that morning, like the dream I had last night, and kind of explain that, you know, I just can't remember it because there's, nothing to grab onto.
Yeah, and you want to do that as soon as you can. You know, at least try, maybe write the dream down or just get on your computer in the morning, because a lot of times it will vanish from you. And you're still on that timeline having that dream over and over and over again, even though you might not remember it. So if you do have any glimpse of something, by all means, write it down. Back to you.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. I had wondered about that. And I'm probably not the only one, so very good. All right. Master 4-in-1 prerequisite. This question says, to make a group clearing for centuries, for the century clearing, you recommended people buy and do the planet star removal also.
Yes.
So we'll be quicker.
Yeah, definitely need to do that.
Yeah, that's just a really good one to have anyway, because, well, really, almost every time there's a full moon or you hear about something coming in, you can run that clearing to release the mental connection and the emotional connection and the physical connection. So there's so many uses to have that, but if you are planning on doing the century clearing, it's a great one to have because Ron can just kind of get on with more things and complete more. So it's called the planet star removal. So that's a really good one to have. Okay. Let's see. If you're going to have, the clearing during the week, I vote for Wednesdays. And I can't remember which one they're talking about right now. Do you know which one that is, Ron? It just says if you're going to have that clearing during the week, I vote for Wednesdays.
Oh, I don't know, but maybe they're indicating what call to get on. So the Wednesday calls, they do the water charging. So you can get 7 containers of water for the whole week, and then you have energy, you know, from the light ship as you're drinking water throughout the week. And then also you have about a half an hour of healing time on the light ship. And that's for your choice on your particular healing that you'd like to have that day. So back to you.
Yes. Okay, very good. Yeah, the Wednesday ones are great because you can set up your water bottles for the entire week. So you can have any kind of bottles that you want. And then you just set them on your counter and light beings will go through each one. And then you can drink that water all week. It's really good to have. Okay, so this one says, the more clearings I do, the more light energy I feel on the calls. I'm getting addicted to these calls. Awesome. Yeah, it just feels better and better. It's really good.
Yep, when you get those densities off, you don't know that you have them until they're removed. And then your life gets typically better for you, and maybe aches and pains and just things go away from you just by being on the calls, because you're cleaning out the negativity, the darkness out of you. And that's why you benefit so much. So, and then you get more spirit energy in your body. So back to you.
Yeah, it's really great. It's so true. You don't know what you have on you because it feels like it's just there. And then when you do a call or a healing, then you feel better, more relaxed. It's true, your muscles do relax. And all of a sudden you're like, wow, I had no idea. That's why it's kind of hard to introduce it to people, but you just have to, let them know about it. And, hopefully they try it because it really works. But it's hard to mentally go, oh, yeah, I really need that sometimes. But it really does help. Okay, so somebody's wondering, what clearing do I use for water and air to clear?
Water. Boy, and air. I don't know what to say on that one.
Wonder about the location clearing?
Yeah. Yeah. Space location, yeah.
That
I think that would work for that.
Okay, great. And then they say, thank you, Ron, for all that you do. Okay. This one says, so I just battled a giant serpent thing that transformed into a ship. It was huge, and it opened its mouth often to shoot its tongue out at us. Then after calling in the USA Special Forces, it was defeated, and I saw and felt myself on a ship in deep space. There are a lot more stars than out in the night sky. I directed myself to one of the stars after no activity and found a star cluster. Are we doing battles? Or are people on R&R?
Well, some people are out in battles, yes.
Oh, okay.
So,
okay, so that was their description of what they see as
yeah. Yep, that's good. Nice to hear about what's going on out there.
Yes, okay, so let's talk about Sunday's call. It was very interesting. This question, there's a question, and then there's actually a testimonial in here as well. How do we work with the healing disc and the healing suit if we are absentee on Sunday's call?
Well, your spirit is in connection with what's going on. So it's going to do as much as it can for you. And you're on the light ship doing it, so you are there physically. Because you're being taken out of time and you're there. Here you won't be conscious typically because you're not on the call hearing what I'm talking about, but you are fully conscious on what's going on with you because you're bilocated. So you're not missing out on anything. So it's just like, in a sense, it'd be like, here you're on a timeline knowing what you're doing, and there you don't know, but you're also doing stuff out of time, and you're having the complete session, that everyone else is having. So So back to you.
Okay, great. Well, with that being said, LeBron, I want to read a testimonial that came in. And I'm not sure if this exact one was read on Monday. I know that one was read, but I will read it, and you can let me know if it's already been done. It says, wow, what a special Sunday intensive healing call. Thank you so much for this wonderful experience. I had to write while on the call to share my experiences. The special treatments in the special healing rooms on Creation Lightship today are unique in every sense of the word. The donut disc placed in our one hand to direct energies into the other hand to heal the areas where healing is needed is spectacular. When the disc was switched from one hand to the other to reach the areas not reached by the other hand, one could feel the heat switched from the palm doing the healing in those areas. Many pins left my thighs, stomach, and toes. Thank you for this opportunity to self-heal with the help and use of the Creation Lightship donut disc. Now we are giving a chance to wear an extraordinary astronaut suit without battling the aliens. What a treat to wear this suit, this time not to fight aliens but for healing. Filled with tiny discs emitting energies into our physical body to perform the healing. I have requested to have alien energies removed from every cell of my body not belonging to my body, also toxins and waste products. As soon as I requested the healing, it felt like tiny raindrops on my skin or just before one gets goosebumps. My entire body was electrified during the healing session. Lovely sensation. Now we may experience different color vibrational healings while wearing our special suits, starting with gold energy. So smooth, lovely treat. I cannot thank you enough for being here, for helping us with our ascension process by clearing out blockages and dark energies. Thank you so much, Rob. Oh, wonderful.
Yep, you're welcome. Yeah, it was a fun conference call. So I think the next Sunday one will be the same. I'll continue on with what we did last Sunday. So we'll be having the special disc and the suits on. So if anybody is listening, they haven't been on a Sunday call, this is an opportunity to experience this. And it's a lot of fun. Everything changes on the calls. And this is what we're going into right now with this special healing suit and the disc. So it's great. And it's a way to merge a little bit more of the energy that we have in duality here into a healing process. So back to you.
Yeah, that is so great. It was very interesting. I think that's the first time you've ever done that particular thing.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, it was really neat. Thank you. Okay, so it says this past Saturday evening on the BBS show, Ron told us that if we want to create something, we should request a happy timeline and hold space for that to happen. Meanwhile, I've had a lawyer doing some work for me. He's a very busy guy, and I've been waiting months for my stuff. I was trying very hard to be patient. So I did what Ron said. I requested a happy timeline, which the lawyer came through, and all the documents got emailed to me all at once. Then I made space for it to happen. Today, the documents started pouring in, one right after the other. Not only documents I asked for, but a few extra that he created for me that he thought I would need. It works so well that I've been scrambling trying to get everything signed and catching up to everything happening all at once, but it's been a lot of fun. Amazing. Thank you, Ron.
Oh, wow. That's great. Yeah, good.
Okay, great. The next one says, hi, Ron. In this clearing, when you reach the first grandmother, and they're talking about the seven generations, I believe, for special, Oh, they're actually not saying, they're just saying for any seven generation. When it reaches the first grandmother, does it also apply to a step-grandmother? My maternal grandmother died young, and I never knew her, but had a step-grandmother.
No, it only works with genetics. So if it was a relative who came in as a step-grandmother, then yeah, it would affect that person because they're living. But if it's just somebody else that wanted to take over that particular title and they're not connected to your genetic line, they will not have a healing. It only goes through body genetics. Oh, back to you.
Okay, let's see here. Okay, somebody is wondering, they're asking to please clear the date because it is a double 18 today. I can't remember right now if we had already done that.
Yeah, I did that at the start of the show, yes, uh-huh.
Okay, so yeah, so it's the 18th today, so, oh, interesting, okay. Well, all right. Okay, creativity clearing. On Monday, Ron asked for experiences about the use of the creativity clearing. I have the unlimited and run it a few times. What I have noticed is that I seem to have more pizzazz in most everything I have to do or in business, a discovery that I possess more unique abilities than I thought, which is something I have only noticed over time, because the creativity is subtle, though implementation and awareness, or through implementation and awareness. Yeah, that one is very cool. It's like you could be learning a new job, let's say, and you're taught to do it a certain way, but you realize that you kind of can think a little more creatively and you can do it, you know, better. After doing this clearing, it works really well. And it also removes blockages to your creativity. So wonderful, isn't it? It's really great. Okay, sudden healings. When Ron does a spontaneous clearing, would you, please repeat what it was? Because they didn't catch that one. I am sometimes caught unaware when he is talking, and then suddenly they're wondering, you know, which healing was done. So earlier in the show, Ron turned off our emotional body, and that will go until, I believe, 11 o'clock? Our emotional body's going to be off.
Yeah, it was 2.5 hours, 15 minutes ago, so.
Okay, and then also you did do a healing earlier in the show, and I'm not even sure what it was. But we will try to be aware of repeating what it was afterwards. The same thing happens to me sometimes, so we understand.
Yeah, I could comment. It's the co-host, Kyle the show, whoever it is. They're greatly, I don't know what word to use, affected by whatever I do because they're connected, to the show itself, and the show has energy. So if we were to have a BBS show, I'll just say this, and I came on and just said, okay, we're going to have this show, and the show will last for, I think it's 55 minutes, and I won't say a thing. And it'll just be 55 minutes of silence. You would have energy coming to you without me saying a word after that. The next thing is, with the co-host, the energy is so strong going through them that sometimes, especially when we come back from the light shift, like on Saturdays, once I bring people down and bring the co-host down too, I mean, it's like a different reality. I mean, it's like a slam dunk, you know. And they got to really, connect quickly to know what they're going to say next. And sometimes I'm a little too fast. And that could be a little out of sorts for maybe 5 seconds, you know. So, yes, asking us what happened on the show previously, they're in the moment, and Michelle's in the moment. And so I'm trying to go back and to figure out what it is, unless she's taking notes. It's pretty difficult, even yourself. You know, I could ask you what we did at the start of the show, and you might go, gee, I don't know. I know what happened, you know, in the last 5 or 10 minutes. But, 15 minutes ago, you did something, I feel better, but there's really no memory because everything on this show is in the present moment. So, and that's the way to judge how you are with your clearings as to how much you're in the present moment on the shows. So if you can think back a lot of what we did, then you're not in the present moment as much as somebody who's had clearing. So back to you.
Okay, yeah, it's so true. All right, thanks, Ron, for explaining that. Okay, so somebody is wondering, how important is the Earth barcode removal for ascension?
Well, that's for your body, to help your body leave here. The spirit barcode, you want to get off so your spirit can leave. But just by doing, you know, the one barcode for your body, it's not going to guarantee that you're going to ascend because you got to clean your body out. But the barcode keeps you here over and over ago again. So it is important. But, you know, as you start doing more clearings, then you're going to have that reserve energy that is in quarantine. And another way of stating that, it's the energy on the Earth transport clearing. It's either called transport or transfer, either one works. And that guarantees that the clearings that you have had, doing it yourself, when I do them for you, you're already there. But it's like a storehouse of all of your different clearings and energies and your physical body parts that got cleaned out and your spirit. So you really won't know what's there. But each time you do a clearing, you're gaining something more of yourself, and that gets stored there too. And so you're actually kind of making a new physical body on the Earth transport clearing. And when ascension time comes, whatever was cleared out that's created over there or being stored will do the ascension. That's the way it works because it gets rid of the negativity. Another way of saying this to make a little more sense, if you had two humans, I have to use the word humans, okay? So you have a baby that's maybe, let's say, a month old versus somebody who's 10 years old. And ascension time happened, the baby would be gone. It would ascend. The 10-year-old would be like stuck here because they have all the judgments associated with their DNA, and they're fully energized on the downhill slide to death, mainly because they are collecting all these energies and the DNA is activated. Where baby wouldn't know about yes, no, stop, go, or anything else. It'd just be, you know, living a baby's life without getting into duality that much, or hardly, maybe even not at all. So back to you.
Wonderful. So that means all the babies would immediately ascend when it happened.
Yes, that is correct. Because they're not carrying. Yeah, they're not carrying the densities, the darkness energies, because they're not fully thinking and judging.
Well, that is good. Does that hold true for animals as well?
I would say more than likely, yes.
Okay, good.
Well, it looks like our time's coming to a close here.
I think so.
Yep. So enjoy having your emotional bodies turned off, everybody. You should feel pretty good. And we'll do the mind to heart drop. So this you'd say out loud. So you say, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart, and make me real. And we'll now count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times to facilitate this. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, everybody. So enjoy having your emotional body turned off. It'll be turned off for approximately 2 hours now coming up. So enjoy that peaceful time. And thank you, Michelle. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. And thank you, listeners. See you later. Bye, everyone. Blessings.